Hey, Barry.
Hey, Eve. All right. I'm not quite sure what to do. They did not have a plume. Did not have a plume. They definitely have an Eero. I didn't swap it out because they've got the hold on, let me get my car work a little quieter. So basically I'm not swapping out the plume. Or I'm not swapping out to a plume because they've got an Eero with two extenders. Okay?
That's like an Eero is a mesh router, right?
Yeah, it's
okay.
One from Amazon. So it's a good one.
Okay.
I kind of explained to them, so I connected to their Eero, and so they've got it down in the basement, okay? The main Eero is connected to the modem in the basement. Then you've got two Eeros that are upstairs. One is in the kitchen, one is further upstairs.
Okay.
So I connected network, and I was getting, I think their plan's 500. So I was getting 516 down and 520 up, standing in the basement. I walked upstairs.
So what's his issue? Okay.
I walked upstairs. I was getting 500 and 510 up, down, and up. I had him go to speedtest.net website. I didn't have him download the app, but I had him do it on his phone. And it dropped some, but it still was doing 200 by 200, which is still great.
Yeah.
So we go upstairs to her desktop, which is probably 5 years old. Did another speed test off of her desktop. 200 down, 200 up. No issues. They're saying.
Yeah.
They weren't even doing speed tests. They're saying it feels like it's not any faster. So it's not even like they just say, oh, well, websites don't, it doesn't feel any faster than the DSL. And I'm like, well, I can put the plume in. It's not going to be a problem, but they don't want to pay right now for any extenders.
Okay.
So I'm like, if I put the plume in the basement, you are not going to get service upstairs. It's just not going to happen.
You can talk to me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So they
Barry?
Are, yeah.
No, go ahead. So they're going to do what?
So they're just going to stick with the Eeros for now, and they said that somebody told them that they could even go back to the DSL, which, is that even true?
No. We changed everything around.
So that's what I thought. I didn't think they could go back. So they're thinking they can go back to the DSL, which I was like, I don't know that. I mean, you might have been told that. I said that might have been told to you in error. I don't know if that's true, but eventually the service is getting discontinued no matter what. So, like, you're going to eventually have to go to the fiber. And, of course, they're saying, well, they've got a summer home up at the lake, and they've got Planet Network, and they notice a difference there. And I'm like, their home is 200 years old. I said, I've got a 260-year-old home. I have Wi-Fi issues. I said, it's got to be something going on
mm-hmm.
with, like, the Wi-Fi. But they're just completely keep repeating, I feel like the service isn't in the factory.
So no trouble found. Sign it off, and I'm not losing sleep over it.
Okay. All right.
So awesome. Thank you very much. But I will have Gloria change that they do not have a plume, okay?
So maybe that's some kind of an issue, because I know that if they don't use the plume, they have to put a code on there. So
yes.
Maybe there's some kind of weird thing going on. I don't know. So, yeah, if she changes that, maybe it'll help. I don't know.
Okay, you got it. All right. Thank you,
Barry.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye. Bye-bye.